Daphne Straza said he was in the bedroom when they came up for the night after the party. She said he was the devil. She's still in shock, but that's how she described him. A mask? That's my take. We need the name of whoever catered the party. Any outside staff. Valets, bartenders, servers, extra housekeeping, decorators. Some of that's on her tablet, as is the guest list. Handy. Considering, to the best of my knowledge, all the regular household staff are droids, now kicked to hell and back, it is pretty handy. Next of kin? He has parents, divorced. Mother's in France, a retired physicist, remarried. Father's a neurologist, department head in a private hospital in Switzerland. Her parents were killed in a tsunami in Asia while the whole family was vacationing. She was 9. She was raised by Gail and Barry De Silva, family friends and the appointed guardians through the parents' wills. They, like Daphne Straza's deceased parents, live in Minnesota. I haven't made any notifications or done any deeper runs. They stood outside Straza's home office, looking in. I can start the runs, Peabody said. Do that, and check on the e-geeks. They've obviously been here, taken Straza's desk comp and comm center. I want to look around. Eve checked her wrist unit. I'll contact Straza's parents shortly. We need to see about another interview with Daphne Straza, and we'll see if she wants her guardians contacted. She has to have a pal, Peabody pointed out. Probably on the guest list. Everybody's got a pal. Though Eve nodded as she moved into the office, she knew differently. She hadn't had anyone remotely like a pal, until Mavis Freestone. She'd lived 2 decades of her life without someone close enough to be considered a friend. A short round in Straza's office added weight to Peabody's OCD diagnosis. Everything in the room was meticulous.